Senator Bill Nelson of Florida saying the misuse of social media has got to be brought under control. The Democrat meeting with embattled Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg yesterday, as Zuckerberg's preparing for 2 days of congressional testimony this week that will begin today concerning his company's data-sharing controversy. We told you moments ago that President Trump is vowing a response soon to the apparent chemical weapons attack in Syria over the weekend. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley saying at a special meeting of the Security Council yesterday,
"History will record this as the moment when the Security Council either discharged its duty or demonstrated its utter and complete failure to protect the people of Syria."
Haley saying the U.S. will respond even if the U.N. Security Council does not. Her remarks were followed by the Russian ambassador's claims that reports of a chemical attack are pure fabrication. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Federal prosecutors say investigators still cannot figure out what the motive was behind last month's series of bombings in Austin, Texas. There was a videotaped confession by the bomber, but the FBI says there are concerns about releasing the information because they don't want to inspire other attacks. Mark Condit was going to face at least one charge before he ended up taking his own life after a chase on the 21st of March. A multifaceted comic legend has passed away. To kids who grew up in the New York City area in the 60s into the 70s, he will forever be the silly friend they watched when they got home from school.
Put on a happy face.
But Chuck McCann also did hundreds of TV commercials, including as the high guy for Right Guard.
Who are you?
Oh, how you doing, guy?
He did movies like 1968's The Heart is a Lonely Hunter and Herbie Rides Again. And he made many dozens of TV appearances on everything from The Bob Newhart Show.
Bob, you gotta help me. Please help me.
To The Rockford Files.
Hey, Jim, I don't know why you've been so hostile.
To Columbo, Love Boat, Chips, just to name a few. Then came countless voice roles on TV cartoons and animated movies. The Brooklyn, New York native passing away Sunday in Los Angeles, Chuck McCann, was 83.
Time has come for us to all say so long now.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today we're talking about how to overcome bad eating habits. We've got a special guest coming up with us, Dr. Glenn Livingston. He's the author of a new book, Never Binge Again. And Dr. Livingston is a veteran psychologist, and he was a longtime CEO of a multi-million dollar consulting firm that, you guessed it, served the food industry. I cannot wait for what this guy's going to share with us, because he knows the secrets of how these food companies get in our minds. But before we go on to have him on the show, let's just talk a little bit about the common bad habits patients kind of fall into.
There's so many bad habits, and I think we can all be guilty of these from time to time. I think the first thing is that we all indulge in far too many carbohydrates, especially processed carbohydrates.
There's so many options. I mean, when you were kids, they didn't have that many options.
When I grew up in the grocery store, the potato chips were hard to find. They might be just one little part of an aisle. Now you have the
two sides
aisle,
the whole
of
aisle.
Snack foods. I mean, it's unbelievable. And of course, you might come home from work, you're hungry, you're lazy, you don't want to actually cook, and you just grab something out of the pantry, and it's usually a processed carbohydrate. So, you know, that's part of it. The other thing is we delude ourselves. You know, well, I'm not going to have a burger for lunch. I'll have a baked potato. And then you heap butter, and that's not enough fat. You heap sour cream on it, then bacon bits, then cheese. Mm-hmm. Good heavens.
Now you've baked potato itself is not good for you.
Baked potato itself in excess is very bad for you. That carbohydrate, of course, is turned into sugar. That causes an overproduction of insulin. And so after you eat the baked potato, then your sugar drops from excess insulin, and then you're hungry again. And then you typically grab another carbohydrate, but then you've got all the fat on it as well. The other thing I find is this rationalization. I'm on a business trip. I can't eat healthy. That's completely ridiculous.
Well,
of course
about?
You
yeah.
can eat healthy.
I think some of those nicer hotels, it's easier to eat healthy at.
Because absolutely.
They have the better salads. They have the better, you know, you could just order off the menu and say, I want a plate of grilled veggies and a chicken breast, and they'll do it for you.
I know. I'll have a patient with high cholesterol, high triglycerides, diabetes, hypertension. Oh, I went on a business trip. I couldn't stick to the diet. Oh, please.
Not to mention they probably drank with their buddies. You know,
of
that's
course.
What always happens. You know, or this is my favorite. People go and they order the salmon, right? And then they get the extra sauce. They pour like 3 servings of sauce all over the butter sauce, all over their salmon. They're like, but I had fish. This drives me crazy.
Well, at least they had the grilled salmon.
Yeah, at least they had the grilled salmon. That's true. But there's so many ways that I think that we cheat ourselves out of living healthier. But it doesn't make it any easier that the food industry is working against us. And, you know, you mentioned the grocery store. And if I think about, like, the cereal aisle, there's so much psychology on the cereal aisle. Like, the kids' cereals are always at eye level for the kids, right?
Right.
The healthy stuff is always on the top shelf where you can't get to it. I mean, they have got this down to a science, even like the colors on the packaging, you name it. And then all the little key phrases they stick out there, natural ingredients. All they have to do is put in one little natural ingredient in there, and then they can say natural ingredients, because that's not a lie.
Well, it's capitalism at its best, right?
Yeah, well, don't get me started. Okay, but let's talk positively about patients that have done a really good job of breaking the cycle and not just losing the weight, because it's not just about weight loss. It's about getting better nutrients. So just for a minute, what are some success stories that you can think of with particular patients?
Well, I think that patients have to overcome the psychology of their eating the wrong stuff. And I know Dr. Livingston will talk to this quite a bit. One thing that worked for me many years ago was a psychologist told me that often we have a stressful day. We know a lot of people who stress eat, for example. Now, why do you stress eat? And the psychology is basically, gosh, everyone's been so bad to me. So
I deserve this.
I'm going to be good to myself. I'm going to reward myself, and I'm going to eat those chips, or I'm going to eat that chocolate bar, candy bar, whatever. That's sort of the psychology. And so often in order to break that cycle, you have to understand the cycle. And once you understand it and you just think about it a little bit, then you can overcome it. But when you just impulsively stuff stuff in your mouth without thinking about it, that's when you go over the edge. You just eat the wrong things.
Well, I'm going to take this down a generation path, because as a Gen Xer, I grew up in the drive-through generation. And it was really easy, and it was so neat that you could just drive through these, you know, McDonald's and Wendy's, and even Taco Bell later, you know, came out. And there was just such an opportunity for food to be fast and easy and on the go. And it was before we realized this probably isn't a good way to, like, raise children, and this is not really considered a family meal. I mean, it was a big deal to, like, go through the drive-thru, and I thought that was great that we were doing drive-thrus.
Well, I'll tell you a story that'll curl your hair. When I was in college, the first year at college, the college cafeteria had nothing but healthy food cooked from scratch. And some of it didn't taste so good, like the roast beef didn't taste so good and so on. But it was all sort of healthy vegetables and meats and all the rest of it. And the second year, we were all so happy because they subcontracted with another company, and there was a second aisle with hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and fries. Whoa, we were so happy. And we all got fat.
Well, but you know, that was probably the beginning of what was going to continue to happen. I mean, look at the school cafeterias, the same thing.
The same thing. School cafeterias have the healthy aisle, and then they got the burgers and other things in another aisle.
I'll tell you what's really interesting in our hometown is that the school cafeteria has chain restaurants inside of there serving food.
Right.
So there's all kinds of chain stuff going on there.
Well, because the schools can subcontract it, so they don't actually have to cook
themselves.
They
probably sell the space out, too, so it makes money for the school district. But, you know, that's just another way this happens. All right, this music means it's time for Doc Shock. This time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. A review published in the Journal of American Osteopathic Association may unveil the reason 50% of our population is low in vitamin D. Get this. It turns out that vitamin D without adequate magnesium won't do you any good. And doctors are regularly checking vitamin D and prescribing supplements, but doing so without checking the magnesium is pointless. So the recommended daily allowance for magnesium is 420 milligrams for males and 320 milligrams for females. In our, you know, daily diet, most of us get about half of that. So the lesson is that vitamin D and magnesium should be tested together. And when you're supplementing vitamin D, you should be supplementing magnesium because it helps it uptake.
Right. But, you know, a handful of walnuts or almonds will give you that magnesium.
No, a lot of people can't eat tree nuts.
That's true.
You can't eat tree nuts.
I can't eat tree nuts. So, yeah, extra magnesium would be very worthwhile.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me how a lot of doctors will check testosterone, and they'll have patients that are chronically low in testosterone, even with supplementation, but then they don't ever check their zinc levels. And if you have a deficiency in zinc, you can substitute all day long with testosterone. It's not going to make its way around the body and be absorbed.
That's right.
So, okay. I'm off my high horse now. I want to remind all of our listeners, you can go to Facebook and you can find us there under Stay Young Media Group. And we're always sending stuff out on Facebook and also on Twitter. And on Twitter, it's at Stay Young Media. Now, we'll be back in just a minute. We've got Dr. Glenn Livingston, and he's going to share some secrets of the food industry that you don't want to miss.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
We're so excited to be coming to you on the 57 stations that cover us from coast to coast. Or maybe you're listening to the podcast version. If you're just tuning in, you want to hear the show in its entirety, you can download that podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0. But if you love hearing us in your area, let your station know. That's how we stay on.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, in this Immortal Minute, I was reviewing some factors that are associated with longevity and good health. And so a couple that we'll just go over that I found is one is grip strength. And according to a 25-year study of more than 6,000 men aged 45 through 68, grip strength was the best predictor of how well they'd avoid being incapacitated later in life. Their weakest gripping men suffered twice the disabilities as the ones of hands of steel. So we talk about it, you know, starting your examination, go in there and shake the hand of your patient and
see how
their grip strength is. Actually, they have devices you can measure that grip strength. The other one was, and we've had some conversations about it, with hair loss. Hair loss from a study done at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital have shown that male pattern baldness, especially in the crown, has a higher incidence of cardiovascular events.
Really?
And cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
And so men with extensive baldness that involves the top of their heads have the greatest risk of the disease, and the earlier it starts in life, the more likely it is.
You know, what's interesting there, the lack of grip strength often is an indication of low testosterone, but the baldness, of course, indicates a lot of testosterone typically, so contradictory results.
Well, they were talking the crown. The high testosterone usually get the male pattern with the receding hairline, right?
But there's the crown.
Versus the crown.
The bald
back,
spot.
Back there, so those guys.
Bald spot's like genetic in my family. Well, I'm really excited about our guest, Dr. Glenn Livingston. He's the author of the book Never Binge Again. Dr. Glenn Livingston is also a veteran psychologist and was a longtime CEO of a multimillion-dollar consulting firm which serviced several of the Fortune 500 food industry giants. So I am going to pick your brain, Dr. Livingston. I'm so excited you're
Tell
on
us
with us.
How we've been manipulated.
I'm looking forward to it. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, let's start with, you know, why is this your passion?
Well, I'm not just a psychologist that decided to work with overeaters. I had a serious problem myself. When I was a boy, I'm 6'4", I'm fairly muscular, and I discovered that if I exercised for 2 or 3 hours a day, I could eat whatever I wanted to. So, you know, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 calories a day with no problem, two whole pizzas, box of donuts, box of muffins, whole bunch of chocolate bars. I really, I didn't think it was a problem. I thought it was more like a special power that I had. But when I got older and I had a wife and responsibilities and patients and a commute, I just didn't have the time to work out like that. And I, you know, my metabolism was slowing down a little bit, and I found that I couldn't stop eating the same way. I had developed these patterns, and as you know, a lot of these foods take on a life of their own when you start eating all those hyperpalatable concentrations of starch and sugar and salt and oil and excitotoxins and everything like that. And because I, you know, being a psychologist was really important to me, it bothered me that I was always obsessing about food. I'd be sitting with a suicidal patient where you have to be very, very present. And I'd be thinking about, when can I get to the deli? Or when can I get to the pizza place? Or, you know, a couple right after an affair or something like that. And I come from a long line of psychologists. There are 17 therapists and psychotherapists and psychologists in my family.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine your family reunions.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone's analyzing everyone.
Can you imagine Thanksgiving? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, they don't agree. It's the harder part is actually that when something breaks in the house, everybody knows how to ask it, how it feels, but nobody knows how to fix it. So,
I love that. That's a great line.
But it was really important to me, and I was getting fatter and fatter and fatter, and my triglycerides were, I've got a test that shows they were 826, but I remember them being about 1,100. And basically more like the national debt than regular blood lipid reading. And doctors were telling me I was going to, you know, die in my 30s and kind of a heart attack like everybody else in my family. But I couldn't stop. And because I had done so much research with these big companies and I knew how to run these big studies, I funded my own. And this is back in the days when internet traffic was really cheap, like somewhere around 1999, 2000. And over the course of several years, I had tens of thousands of people take a survey. And the survey asked them what foods they struggled to stop eating. and what area of their life they were happy with and unhappy with, and a variety of other personality variables. And I figured I'd look for correlations, I'd look for relationships, and I'd, you know, zero in on what did someone whose binges always start with chocolate like me have in common with other people, and, you know, what did people who struggle with other things have. And I figured I could approach it on a personality basis. And I found three interesting things. One thing was that chocolate lovers tended to be somewhat lonely or depressed or brokenhearted. And people who loved chewy, crunchy things tended to be stressed at work. People who couldn't stop eating soft, chewy things like bread and bagels, they tend to be stressed at home.
Wow, that's really fascinating. I'm sitting here thinking about, like, dynamics within my own family and in the workplace, and that's spot on.
It really was spot on, and I figured I would have solved the problem with that, or at least gotten a real head start. But I'll tell you up front that it really didn't help. It was interesting. I got a lot of press about it, but it really didn't help. And I guess the best way to illustrate is with the story. So my mom was also a psychotherapist, as I told you. And so I went to her and I said, Mom, you know, look, I'm in a kind of a bad marriage. I'm divorced now, by the way, but I'm kind of a bad marriage, and it makes sense. I'm brokenhearted and a little lonely, and so I struggle with chocolate. That makes sense. But why did the pattern start? You know, you raised me. You're a psychotherapist. What happened? And she got this really embarrassed, shameful look on her face, and she said, I'm so ashamed, but, you know, when you were about 1 year old, your dad was in the Army. He was a captain in Walter Reed Army Hospital, and they were talking about sending him to Vietnam, and I was terrified. And at the same time, my father, your grandfather, was in prison. He, you know, and I had adored him my whole life, and I had no idea he was doing these things, and he was guilty, and, you know, he went to jail for a couple of years, and I was devastated. And basically, I was really depressed, and I sat there staring, and I didn't have the wherewithal to love you and hug you and hold you and feed you when you come crying to me all the time. So I got a refrigerator and I kept it on the floor, and I got a big bottle of chocolate Bosco syrup. I always kept a full one in there. And when you came crying to me, I'd say, Glenn, go get your Bosco. Go get your Bosco. And you'd go running over to the refrigerator, you take out the Bosco, and you'd suck on the bottle, and you go into a sugar coma.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, right?
That's deep, man.
It's
always the mother. You know what? I gotta stop you there because we gotta go to break. But we gotta pick up as soon as we get back. This is fascinating stuff. I want to remind all of our listeners: you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, because at Stay Young Media we're always putting out little medical minutes, all kinds of tips and tricks. But we come back, we're gonna talk about this food thing and also the psychological model of addiction. It's flawed. And we're gonna tell you why.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just heard that they broke into the office of
one of my personal attorneys.
President Trump reacting to news that the FBI had raided his personal lawyer Michael Cohen's office, home, and hotel room yesterday, a raid reportedly linked to a $130,000 payment that Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. We've given, I believe, over a million pages worth of documents.
President Trump now tweeting about it this morning, saying it proves attorney-client privilege is dead. President Trump saying a decision will be coming soon on how America is going to respond to Syria's apparent chemical weapons attack on civilians over the weekend. Dozens of people were killed. The president remarking late yesterday the decision would be coming last night or soon after. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, we're talking about food addictions in this country and how you can outsmart the food industry and even your own urges to binge. We've got a very well-respected psychologist, Dr. Glenn Livingston, who's the author of the book Never Binge Again. He's also been a longtime CEO in the past of a multi-million dollar consulting firm which serviced the food industry. I love this story you were sharing, Dr. Livingston, about chocolate and where your addiction to chocolate came from. So once you identified that, then what were the steps?
Well, it actually got worse, believe it or not.
Do tell.
If it were a movie, then my mom and I would have a big hug and I'd forgive her and she'd forgive me and I'd never have trouble with chocolate again, right?
Right.
We did have a big hug, and we did forgive each other, and it did soften how I felt about myself and how I felt about my mom. It was a good conversation to have, but it didn't work to stop the binging because there was this little voice in my head, and I've subsequently found this voice is in most overeaters' heads. The little voice said something like, hey, Glenn, you know what? You're right. Your mama didn't love you enough, and until you can find the love of your life and fill up that hole inside of you, we're going to have to go right out and keep on binging and get us some chocolate. Go get some right now. Yippee! And what I discovered was that you really need to intervene at the level of that voice more so than at the level of the fire. Like if you think of the emotional issues as the fire that was lit that started the pattern, well, the problem is that once this fire is lit, it has a life of its own. There's so much money that goes into engineering the addiction in the big food companies. There's so much money that goes into advertising it and making us believe that we can't live without it. There's so much money that goes even into the addiction treatment area, which is flawed, and they tell you that you can't hope to quit, and the best you can do is hope to abstain one day at a time, and you should use guidelines and not rules and just, you know, try to eat well 90% of the time, which is very flawed, by the way, because of the willpower model. This all has a life of its own, and it just it's easier to build a better fireplace than to put out the fire to start. Once you build a better fireplace and you really contain the fire, then you can look at how do you love yourself more and self-nurture and get over a lot of the emotional triggers that are causing you to eat in the first place. But I found, and the research seems to be supporting this, the research on binge eating tends to lean towards cognitive behavioral interventions more so than psychodynamic or like love yourself plan interventions. I found that you have to have a way to immediately recognize that crazy voice inside of you that justifies why the binge is okay. And that voice is always there even if you don't hear it. Because if you set out with your best laid plans, there's got to be some part of you that rationalizes why it's okay to break those plans. You know, when you're standing online at Starbucks and there's some little voice inside of you that says a chocolate grows on a cocoa bean, or a cocoa bean comes from a plant and therefore it's a vegetable, which sounds crazy at the moment, but, you know, when you're standing in front of a chocolate bar, it doesn't quite sound as crazy anymore. There's always some voice of justification, and I there's just a lot of alternative addiction treatment literature. I don't know exactly how much time we have, but I found a model that gave me some very significant ideas and kind of adapted it for my own use. And I can tell you about that, or I can answer a different question if you want.
Well, give us just a little hint as to that model. You know, just some bullet points, Reader's Digest version.
Well, you can't love yourself thin because addiction is seated in the lizard brain. And the lizard brain is the earliest evolutionary structure that we have. It's very primitive, and it evolved at a time when love didn't exist. The lizard brain looks at things in the environment and says, do I eat it, do I mate with it, or do I kill it? There's no love there. There's no concern for the rest of the tribe. There's
lot of my guys that still function on a lizard brain.
Just thinking that.
That explains a lot of male behavior.
Yeah, you and me both. So what we think of as human, what we think of as our human identities and long-term goals and aspirations, which include weight loss and fitness and health and, you know, how we're going to feel next year as opposed to next minute, then that's not really in the lizard brain. That's more in the upper part of the brain, the neocortex, and maybe the mammalian brain. And so if you have this paradigm that you have to love yourself thin, then at the moment of impulse, you wind up letting go of your human identity, and you give your power over to the lizard brain. And what you need instead of loving yourself in, is to think of it more like a rabid animal that you have to capture in cage, something you have to dominate the way that a alpha wolf would, you know, stare down a challenger to its power, which is more like the attitude, hey, step out of line and I'll kill you.
Now you're talking about my wife.
Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, I image my wife when I have to deal with food. That'll work. Go ahead.
So is this
He's analyzing you right now. I just want to say.
Hang on, Glenn. So is this is what you're saying is you have to have a conversation with yourself in order to suppress the lizard brain?
Almost, yeah. It does help to dispute what the lizard brain is saying, but at the moment of impulse, you don't always have access to that logical, orderly, conversational brain. What you really need is a way of recognizing when that brain is talking versus when you're talking. And that has very much to do with having clarity about what healthy food means to you versus unhealthy food, or healthy food behaviors versus unhealthy food behaviors. And then you define that, I'll tell you what I did. This is the embarrassing part. I decided that I was going to call my lizard brain my inner pig. It was an unfortunate metaphor because I could, that's what I used. And I decided to draw lines in the sand, for example, like, I only ever have chocolate again on the weekend. I'll never eat chocolate again Monday through Friday. And then I decided that any little voice that said, hey, you know, chocolate's a vegetable, or there's some reason you should have the chocolate at Starbucks on a Wednesday afternoon, that voice was pig squeal. It was coming from the inner pig. Chocolate itself was pig slop, and I don't eat pig slop. I don't let farm animals tell me what to do.
I think this is great.
But I need...
I do. You said it's embarrassing. I think it's right. But I have to ask you, because we're running out of time, this is what's really important. How is it... how does the food industry argue with that inner brain? You know what you need to tell yourself, but I feel like there's this battle out there that the marketing and everything else that's coming out there is confusing the head.
Well, I mean, I'll give you it absolutely is. I remember consulting with a VP of a major food bar manufacturer who would certainly sue me if I mentioned their name.
We won't.
And and he told me, this is after he left the company, that the major profit insight at that company was when they took the vitamins out of the bar and they put the money into a diverse colors and shininess in the packaging instead. And, you know, the diversity of color in the packaging, a diversity of color in nature, is supposed to bring a diversity of nutrients that are available. If you have a salad with a bunch of different, you know, purples and yellows and greens and reds and blues, they have very diverse area of nutrients. But there's no, they actually took nutrients out of the bars in order to make that happen.
But put colors on the outside of the package.
The colors on the outside of the package. You're not supposed to eat the outside of the package. But that's legal. It's perfectly legal, and it goes on all over the place. And there are billions of dollars that go into the texture and the taste and the exact combination of chemicals and concentration of starch and sugar and fat and oil to trick your brain like that. There's a solution, and it has more to do with making character statements as opposed to willpower. See, it turns out it's a lot easier to say, I'm the kind of person who doesn't eat chocolate, as opposed to I'll never eat chocolate again. And if you make those kind of decisions, so like the kind of decision I made about the weekends, if you make all those decisions in advance, then you don't have to tax your willpower. And it turns out that willpower is a fatigable muscle. There are only so many good decisions that we can make over the course of the day. And the best example I give...
I know you can't hear the music, but I'm going to do something I never do. I'm going to bring you back to finish that sentence in just a second. So don't go away, because I want you to finish that sentence. And for our listeners, grab a pen, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of this and every single show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write that number down, toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And then also, you know, for those of you, I know we get a lot of feedback on our books, and we're so glad to know you're reading them, but there's Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And we got a new book coming out I'll be telling you about in a couple of weeks. But before we let our guests go, I just want to visit just a second longer with Dr. Glenn Livingston. You know, finish your thought there, and then just quickly give us some other tips, Dr. Livingston, of how the food industry is messing with our minds.
Well, so end of a sentence is that character trumps willpower. If you walk into a diner and there's a $20 bill on the table that the waitress hasn't seen yet because it's her tip, and there's nobody that would see you take it, virtually nobody would say that they would grab the $20 bill and put it in their pocket, and I ask them why, and they say, because I'm not a thief.
Yep.
And so I say, as a matter of character, yep, you've decided that's not the kind of person you are. You can do that with food also. You can say, I'm not the kind of person who eats chocolate during the week. You can define exactly what you will and you won't do. You can draw those really crystal clear lines. It stops you from having to make decisions during the day. And then you are not expending your willpower, and you can have a lot more control, especially at night when most people lose control. So there's a lot more I could tell you, but I know that we're running out of time.
Yeah, just give us a bullet point or two on the lies. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of this fat-free, whole grains, I mean, there are all these little words they stick all over the packages. That's messing with our brains.
Well, when you add something healthy to an unhealthy mix, it's still unhealthy. So you can add omega-3 oils to potato chips, but they're still, you
potato
know,
chips.
Seeded oils and have acrylamides and are carcinogenic and a lot of so that's the kind of thing that goes on.
Well, you know, you've been an excellent guest, Dr. Glenn Livingston. For those of you listening, you need to pick up his book, Never Binge Again. I'm so grateful that you've been on the show with us, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we have Sage on with us, and Sage is going to be going back and forth answering some questions. And Sage, I'm so glad you're a listener, and just to refresh your memory, you're going to be playing for prizes, so we don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have some fun. And we'll send you out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line, and that's gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO for our listeners. You can find that at stayyoungamerica.com. And also, if you're really good, we'll send you out a sample of our Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. And that is some terrific stuff. Can't keep that on the shelves. So are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. First question. True or false? Adults have 84 less number of bones than they did at birth. True or false?
True.
That's true. That is correct. Many of the bones we're born with fuse together as the growth plates close.
Okay, Sage, here's your next question. Which is the largest internal organ?
Let me think about that.
And there's no Googling allowed.
Yeah. Sage. You don't get that much time to think about it.
I am not Googling, and I resent that. let's go with the stomach.
No.
It's just close.
No.
Most people would guess the liver. That's not right either. It's actually the small intestine. The small intestine.
Which isn't so small.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What an oxymoron.
All right, third, eating which meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, causes your metabolism to increase? What's the most important meal?
Breakfast.
That's correct.
Very good.
Very good.
She's a little too cheery. Are you a cheerleader or something? You're like way too cheery.
I'm my own cheerleader every day.
Oh. Okay.
Here's your next question. Can washing your hair daily lead to hair loss? Can washing your hair daily lead to hair loss?
Yes, it can, because it clogs the follicles.
No,
it's completely incorrect. It has no effect whatsoever.
Sorry, I'm just trying to match your energy, Sage.
All right.
You got to really get there.
Final question. How many quarts of blood does an adult human body contain? How many quarts? How many times can you donate before you run out?
How about 6 quarts?
That would be correct. 5 to 6 quarts. So.
All right. So we're going to send you out some essential multivitamins and a little bit of our Lifeline stem cell cream.
Yeah.
And we'll send in a prescription for Valium for you also.
That's so rude.
All right.
I hope you had fun. We know we're just playing with you, so, you know. We don't want to scare if our listeners want to come on and play with us.
No value.
Come on, listeners. You've got to come on and play.
Yeah, they do. So if you want to come on and play Medical Mania Trivia, you just need to give us a call at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. No doctors, no nurses. That's right. We just want to look for people that are out there doing other jobs outside of the medical industry to come on and test your knowledge for prizes. I got to ask you a question, Sage. I was just kidding you about the cheerleading thing, but what do you really do?
I just stay happy every day.
Okay. Thanks for coming on and playing with us. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
That was a little weird.
You're not allowed to say that. All right. So for our listeners, you know, I've got to tell you, I really enjoyed having Dr. Glenn Livingston on in his book, Never Binge Again. You definitely should pick it up. But I wish we could have spent more time on the food industry.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Just second show.
Yeah. Just real quick out of you two, what do you think is the biggest lie the food industry tells you?
Well, anytime they say, you know, lower.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, this one I know, but for it to be marketed as, say, low sodium, all it has to be is 20% less of whatever
what
the regular product was.
Oh, the
was.
Regular product.
Right. So, you know, great. 20% less of terrible is just less terrible.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, you read the packaging, it's low sodium, it's, you know, low fat, low sugar, whatever they put on there. But, you know, the original product oftentimes is so bad that even just lowering it 20% doesn't make it better.
Yep. What's your lie?
Well, it's about alcohol, making alcohol seem, you know, like you got to have it.
Right. I mean, like it's something good.
Right. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with this tape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewU.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. He does a great radio ablation procedure on the tongue. Here's this week's riddle. How does 8 plus 8 equal 4? That's right. How does 8 plus 8 equal 4? Send in your answer.
I don't know that answer. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're either going to go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the contact us, Dementia Defender drop down, or you can just give us a shout on the toll-free number 844-WELL-100. We need to have the correct answer and your name and your address, and leave us your phone number. Some people rattle off their address, and I have no idea what they said. And, of course, if you just say, I know the answer, and you say it, and you say who you are, but we don't know how to get in touch with you, we can't send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you want to play Medical Mania Trivia, let us know. We're always looking for guests. Maybe a little less chirpy than the last one. Just saying.
Perhaps.
All right. Talk to you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time.
That's President Trump yesterday after the FBI raids the office, hotel room, and home of his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, reportedly in connection with the Stormy Daniels claims. The president tweeting this morning, quote, attorney-client privilege is dead. The raid's surprising noted lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. He says the Trump legal team, including Cohen, have been cooperating with the special counsel.
And what did they get for it? A raid on the office with everything being taken. So this sends a powerful message that cooperation is not going to be rewarded. And I think the result may very well be far less cooperation.
He was speaking on Fox News, President Trump saying a decision is coming soon on how the U.S. will respond to Syria's alleged chemical weapons attack over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Around 200 East Coast communities are already on the record as opposing the Trump administration's plans to open up offshore waters to oil and gas drilling, and that list is growing. Yesterday, a number of Virginia leaders met with U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. The Democrats saying there's too much at stake in those waters to bet on oil exploration.
A lot of the pillars depend upon the cleanliness of our coastal waters or the Chesapeake Bay. There's also a pillar defense spending, which depends upon having relatively untrammeled access to training space.
Six people are dead after a single-engine plane crashes and burns on an Arizona golf course. It happens last night at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course, shortly after that plane took off from a nearby airport. Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg will face a Senate committee today to answer questions about that company's data sharing controversy, and then he'll be facing a House committee on the same issues tomorrow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.